Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister apologizes for West Kingston incursion, contract signed for Constance Spring Road widening project, and 79 young Jamaicans recognized for their contribution to nation building. I'm Anne Dewey, James Sawyer. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness tendered an apology in Parliament last week to the people of Jamaica, particularly the residents of West Kingston, for the events surrounding the security operation in the area in May 2010. The apology was among 15 recommendations arising from the West Kingston Commission of Inquiry in 2016.
I stand here in this Honourable House to unreservedly and unequivocally apologize to the people of Jamaica for the fear and uncertainty that defined that time, as each and every Jamaican was affected in some way or the other. To all the families of those who lost loved ones or had persons injured during that period, on behalf of the government, state, security forces, we apologize.
The government will spend approximately $2.4 billion to widen and improve Constance Spring Road in St. Andrew. The project will see upgrades to 4 kilometers of roadway from Norbrook Drive to the intersection of Red Hills Road and Eastwood Park Road. Prime Minister Andrew Holness signed the contract last Tuesday with China Harbour Engineering Company Limited to facilitate the road improvement works.
This project is critical to our overall plan to improve commuting within the city of Kingston, but between Kingston and the adjoining parishes. Linked to two other major corridors, that is the Hagley Park Road and Marcus Garvey Drive, the Constance Spring Road literally connects our sea and airports to the tourism-dependent parishes of St. Mary and Portland.
The work will be done under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, and is expected to be completed within 18 months. 79 young Jamaicans received the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence 2017 for their contribution to nation building. The awards were presented at a ceremony on the lawns of Jamaica House last Wednesday. Speaking at the ceremony, Prime Minister Andrew Holness noted that with the quality of the awardees, Jamaica's future looks secure.
And when I look at the youth talent in Jamaica, it is clear that our future is very bright. Our progress, our prosperity, our destiny is unstoppable. So I say to all the young people, continue to work hard, continue to put out that effort, keep on doing it for the love, not for the like. Substance over hype.
A special Jamaica 55 category was added to this year's awards program to recognize 55 young people who have been actively involved in community development. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is to attend the One Planet Summit being staged in Paris, France this week. The summit will see world leaders and high-level stakeholders gather to discuss actions to address the effects of climate change, with emphasis on financial measures. Mr. Holness says his goal at the conference will be to expand the conversation on climate change to incorporate developing financial mechanisms to help small island states build resilience to adverse weather conditions.
The fiscal demands that unpredictable and variable weather is having on our budget, its impact is significant. And as I've said, I think it is better for us to be proactive and spend the resources on building resilience rather than on aid. I think so the conversation needs to be shifted.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Planning Institute of Jamaica's Dialogue for Development lecture. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Anne Dewey, James Sawyers, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.